I don't want to be this guy who doesn't appreciate a win, but at least I've got to contextualize the win for me. Last night's win means nothing to me from a Yankee perspective. We've seen this a million times. Number one, the kid going for the Twins last night, Zeggie Mathews, whatever his name is, he's made 13 career starts. He's got an ERA over 6, so he's still finding his way. And even aside from that, like the fact that the way the Yankees won, the blueprint last night, well, they have 6 runs, they had 4 home runs. We've seen this before. You know, it's a version of bully ball. Take either a young pitcher who doesn't know how to pitch or an old pitcher whose stuff is diminished, knock him around, a little false confidence, send a few over into the seats, and it generally kind of regenerates the Yankee Nation, for lack of a better description. Not me. Like, again, I don't look at last night's win as anything that's going to change who I perceive them to be today, and more importantly, what I think they could do in October. Big deal. We've seen this a million times with this team.
But we said the same thing last year. You remember, you and I were having the debate last year. It's the same thing, which is infuriating. And I heard some of what you were saying yesterday, like, if it's not going to change, you know, if they don't fire Cashman or whatever, nothing's going to change. Understood. But they did get to the World Series last year. I'm not trying to make excuses. You know that. I didn't think they were any good. They got to the World Series. I don't think they're built the right way. I think their roster is a mess. I think almost everybody outside of the people who actually put the roster together believe that. Yankee fans, I don't care if you hate the Yankees, love the Yankees, media, fan, whatever. I think we can all agree, outside of the people who actually put the roster together, it's not constructed the right way. But they still can have success. And the things that I would look at last night, like, yeah, it's infuriating. Jazz hitting another meaningless homer. Okay, congratulations.
Whatever.
Yeah, all the solo home runs, congratulations. But Will Warren, very good again.
Yeah, and I've always liked Will. Yeah. I remember talking about 2 months ago, a lot of strikeouts. I like his stuff.
And maybe even more so than being good, he was good with some length, which
yeah.
is gone.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
Like, everybody's ripping on Boone, and we haven't had the chance to discuss this together. But like,
there's okay. a lot going on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know. But think about it. Like, if you actually do the math, this pertains to the Mets as well, but we're having a conversation about the Yankees for now. We'll get to the Mets in a little bit. If you go 5 innings, that means you need four pitchers to get through the rest of the game. If you have that more often than not, and the Yankees did in the midst of using Williams when they shouldn't have used him, like, there's only so many arms you could go to. You're not going to go to Weaver for 2 innings because you want to keep him clean. You're not going to ride Bednar into the ground already. Like,
well, he kind of has. He's gotten 5 outs from him twice.
But they even brought it up last night. Oh, is he going to do that? I'm thinking,
no. I mean, that's a little bit early for that. I know.
My God.
Jeez, it's the Twins.
Dude, exactly right. It's the Twins. You're going to go the whip with Bednar now? So, to me, the fact that Warren was good for 6 2/3 was good.
Yep.
Let the bullpen fall back into place. As each day goes on and the Yankees win, I don't care if it's the Twins or White Sox or whoever, it gives you more time to get things right, meaning Judge back in the outfield, which then could put Bellinger in left, Grisham in center, get Dominguez, who's been unproductive, out, and have Giancarlo, who's in the midst of a heater, at DH. And all of a sudden, it starts a little bit different. I'm not disagreeing with the infrastructure, the way they're structured, but I still think everything's there for the Yankees.
Listen, it's not a World Series team, in my opinion. I get it when you say everything is there. Understood. There's still, 40 games to go. Anything can happen, right. Blah, blah, blah. But I've said to you many times, like, when whether it's the football teams, the Yanks or the Mets, anybody, the Knicks, when most, and not all of it to be fair, but when most of the basis of confidence is derived from what other teams don't have in terms of elevating our teams, like, that doesn't give me any confidence. Nobody's really sitting here saying, well, at least I'm not, well, the Yankees do this well, the Yankees are exceedingly good at this, and I truly believe in that, and they're really buttoned up here. It's more about, that's pretty wide open. Okay. Yeah, you got a shot.
Well, there
that's
is,
not exactly reassuring to me.
But we've had this conversation. What's the one thing that you think the Yankees do better than anybody else in
home
baseball?
Runs.
Bingo. Home runs.
Which never works in October.
Okay. That's
it doesn't.
But that's a different... It hasn't. I mean, it got them to the World Series a year ago. It hasn't worked. I'm with you. I don't think this team is a World Series team. I'm just trying to say that it's not as bad as it seems right now. And by the way, Judge has come back. He's done nothing. Like, in hindsight, and you could understand this at the time, you never want to take Stanton out of the lineup when he's in the midst of a heater, because it's very rare that he's in the lineup, and then when he's on one of those streaks.
Yeah, he's playing well.
He can carry.
He's playing well.
But they had to because of the way that they're built. You're not going to not have Judge come back.
Uh-huh.
But in hindsight, maybe let him rest a little bit more before throwing him in that lineup. Now, Stanton's done a good job, go to right field, whatever. But imagine now when Judge gets hot. And the Yankees, they could bludgeon you to death, at least to a certain extent, with those bats, like I said, clean things up a little bit. And if the bullpen is getting back on track because the starters go a little bit deeper, you know, Freed's a big problem. Rodon's been a big problem. If those guys could get things straightened out with the new bullpen, I don't know.
Well, but think about this, Al. So focus on Judge for a sec, right? Obviously, he's cold since he came back. Clearly, the Yankees averted disaster. When I first, was that a couple of weeks ago? I'm like, it's Tommy John. My first inclination was, oh, man, this doesn't sound right. He's gone for 12 months, 13, whatever it might be. And luckily for Judge and luckily for the Yankees and by extension us, that didn't happen. But there's no guarantee that he's going to go back to doing what he was.
Right.
Like, I don't, now he's going to go back to the outfield probably in a couple of games. That's what I was hearing this morning.
Right.
But the major problem for Aaron Judge is an inability to grip the bat the way he needs to really grip it. And I don't know, is he just a little rusty right now because he had a 10-day respite? I'm not sure. That's baseball. That could be it. The other thing that it could be is that he's just a little physically compromised. And if you're a tick off or 1/8 of an inch off in baseball swinging a bat, you are absolutely cooked. And by the way, you know, he's not going to win the Triple Crown this year. I don't think anymore. But, I mean, when he was at the apex of his powers this year, the Yankees were still an incredibly flawed team.
Yeah, I know.
There's no guarantee that he gets back to what he was for the first 90 games of the year.
I get it. Look, I wouldn't be going nuts. I wouldn't be throwing a parade because they...
I'm happy they won.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better
than losing. But I got to keep it real. What does it really mean? It's the Twins.
Why? Well, but you got to... Dude, it's still...
I know you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's still early enough. The division, okay, is Toronto really that much better? We're going to find out here. We'll find out down the stretch. I don't think, though, that it's as bad as everybody was making it out to seem. And the Yankees making it out to be, or it seemed. And now the Yankees' schedule is going to get lighter as the season goes on. And this is what they do. They feast on the crappy teams, the bad pitching, the bad bullpens. Judge, I would think, if he's not compromised. Now, if he is... That's a different conversation because I can't take anybody can't take them seriously without Judge. Because even with Judge, to your point, they're a flawed team. But they may be flawed. They are improved from what they were to start the year. McMahon's a major league, big league third baseman. If Judge comes back and plays the outfield and you eliminate Dominguez, now you have Judge in right, Grisham in center, Bellinger in left.
I hear you.
Is a solid
it's a good
outfield.
Yep.
That is a solid
Very
outfield.
Good.
Not only offensively, but obviously defensively more important. Volpe has seemed to right the ship, at least, and the floor has raised for him. Still, do I trust him in a big spot? Probably not, and he's nowhere near where we're supposed to be, but at least... You could get away with him. He seems like he's playing with more confidence.
Certainly defensively. He's not hitting again, but yeah, he's catching it better.
I love Jazz a second. Dude, even last night late in the game, he's fielding a ball backhanded.
He's too lazy for me. There's something about his nonchalance that you're right. How do you trust that in October?
You don't because in one spot it could cost you. But first base, Ben Rice, Goldschmidt, platoon. Wells or Rice behind them, but like Stanton getting hot at DH. It's not, and then the bullpen. If you get these starters, like Freed, to me is probably the biggest key of the whole season.
That last 9 starts, he stunk.
I know he's been something with the blister. He's out there playing with his blister. And then Rodon. If those two guys could give you a little length with Warren, maybe with Schlittler, even if Schlittler just gives you 5 solid with the new bullpen, I think you can make a case where it's not like they still think. I don't think this. You know, you and I have had this argument. Even with the improvements, I still think they were better last year. And the Yankees still think they're better than they were last year. And they went to the World Series.
Hey, by the way, I appreciate your optimism. I think that's a fairly pragmatic way of looking at things. I don't think it's nuts. I don't think you're going too far in either direction. I think it's sensible.
Right.
I really do. But I got another question. Do you have any more contingencies you want to hit me with?
I know.
Just dropped 35 ifs. If this happens, if that happens, that. In a lot of ways, Sal, that's kind of my point. So I said this. I'm going to make a statement, although yesterday applied to both, and we'll get to the later, obviously. Yankees and Mets, there was a joint statement. I said yesterday that I believe that both teams are bad at more things than they're good at. All right, so but now I'm going to take the Mets because we're not talking about the Mets now.
Right.
Put the Mets aside. Yankees. I believe still that the Yankees are bad at more things than they're good at. And when you look at and there's probably a few others that you could reference, whatever, but, you know, starting pitching, Yankees starting pitching isn't very good right now. Bullpen, don't trust it, not good. Lineup, powerful, but certainly not October, like not the way you win. Their defense depends on when you watch them. Base running's been deplorable. And I love Aaron Boone, but he hasn't been hitting the right button. So where are the check marks for the Yankees?
Yeah, and they're also, like it or not, and I've been giving this a lot of thought because we do compare and tie the both teams in. Like it or not, and this should be a good thing for the Yankee fans, they're held to a higher standard. I know that the Mets have worked their way there, and they spend more than anybody else, and we want to say, well, they should be World Series. Yes, understood, but that's something that you've also got to earn. And the Mets are in the infancy stages of that. Like, for them, it should be good enough if they make the postseason in consecutive years. Big picture.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees, it's always going to be about chasing the World Series, especially when they were a year ago. So where I will agree with you is that I don't see any way, shape, or form this being a World Series team. But with that being said, the way the sport is and with the inconsistencies, I don't think Toronto is some world beater who the Yankees can't catch up to. I like Boston. They've been on a heater. They've got some good stuff with their pitching. Run differential all of a sudden closed the gap with the Yankees. Matter of fact, I think it's right there. But they've lost three in a row now. So, like, baseball, the sport itself is so inconsistent.
You know, I got to bring this up, too. So, remember before I went on vacation, I went and had lunch with A-Rod?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that came up was we talked about a lot of stuff. It was awesome. He was so cool and I really enjoyed it. But we talked about the way the Yankees lineup goes out every night. And he's like, dude, he's like, you know, Jeter, Damon, you know, me, Teixeira, you know, Swish. Like it was just every night you go to the yard. And I know the game's changed a little bit more analytically driven, matchups. That's a given. And those players were much better than the ones that the Yankees have in certain spots. So it was very easy to validate writing the same names in the same spot every day. Understood. I'm not saying it's apples to apples. But one of the other things that really is not talked about frequently enough with the Yankees is the lineup. I mean, it is just so all over the map. Goldschmidt hitting first, hitting seventh now. Ben Rice hitting first, now he's in the middle of the order. I mean, Grisham batting first, then he's hitting seventh. I don't understand it, and I don't think it's easy for the players. I don't think that they enjoy it. I don't think it leads to great productivity. Now, that's just a little smaller thing. That could be changed. Like, you can't change the fact that some of these guys, like Volpe has an average arm. You can't change that. But at least what you could do is start to structure the lineup in a way where guys know what the hell to expect.
I think the hope is, because I don't disagree, I agree wholeheartedly, I think the hope would be that once they get Judge back in the outfield, maybe you could have a little more consistency with that. Look, dude, you've got to have a lineup penciled in. I'm sorry. It doesn't need to be the same exact every night, but you know why it's not.
I know.
It's because of the damn analytical people. They want
the Fishmans and those guys.
They're telling. And this is why where people say, fire Boone. I'm like, you're lost. Like, I'm not saying that you got to advocate for him keeping his job, but if you think firing Aaron Boone and keeping everybody else is going to solve the Yankees issue, you're just not paying attention.
I'm with you. I've always said that. It's ridiculous.
For years, we've said the same thing. Like, yep. I would have fired Cashman and Boone in 2021, and Boone more so just because collateral damage. Like, the real issue was the way that the ball club was being built.
Always.
So you clean it up. But this is by design. The Yankees think that we don't, not just you and I, but like nobody else knows what they're talking about. They believe they're smarter than everybody else, and they are a slave to the numbers. That's been how they've operated. They're way, way too reliant on the analytics to a point where they hired Boone specifically to apply the analytics. I joke around, call him a data applicator. I think he'd be a better manager if he went somewhere else.
Yeah, so do I. If they let him, do what he wants to do.
Yeah, and more so. I almost think he's gotten caught up in this analytical world himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you talk to him and it's like, oh, you hear what he's saying. It's like, come on, dude.
Do you really believe that? You're a baseball man.
You know better than this.
Yeah, you do.
What's with the lineup switches and the lanes? Like, when you got these scheduled day offs, like, this is ridiculous. So I think there's just the Yankees are way, way too reliant on the analytics, and I'd like to see a better lineup. But I do have hope that it could be more consistent once the pieces start to come back, specifically Judge in the outfield.
I know we'll start getting the calls in here. 888-808-1019. Real fast, though. So one thing, and I've always enjoyed doing this, I've got a couple on the calendar coming up. I love going to schools, mostly universities, and speak to the journalism students. I love it, right? It's give them a sense of how it's evolving and what you need to do and blah, blah, blah. I really enjoy that, connecting with young students about our business. Now, one of the questions that I almost always get asked, right? Hey, if you can interview anybody in the world, who would, a sports figure, who would it be? You know, and I've said, like, hey, I remember one of my stock answers was, if I knew the Tiger Woods would actually be real and not some robot, I would have loved, this is really at the height of his issues, I would have loved to sit down with Tiger Woods. I've got a new subject that I want to interview. I think that it would be Fishman, because I want to know what this guy thinks. I would want to, I swear to God, it would be so respectful. if Fishman would ever come on this show and explain to us on some level what he thinks and how they process numbers and how it's deployed and how it equates to what we watch on Yes every night, I think that that would be fascinating because I'm convinced that he knows nothing about baseball.
But think about it this way, right? Just to play devil's advocate. And I've always said this before, like, we can sit here and say they need change. The organization is broken. They need structure, whatever it may be. There's a culture issue, the analytics. Their pushback would be, how do you think what we do is broken when we win 90 games every year? We were just in the World Series. You go, the American League Championship Series. Like,
truth of the matter is, they got a pretty good out when they say that. I mean, when they if they were to say that, it's you got to dig down deep to you know what I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying that. I hear you. Their pushback is going to be look at the results, and we're saying but the results aren't the be all end all because there's something that's just not right with the infrastructure of the way you decide to build a team.
Yes.
But the goal is to have sustained success and to get to the World Series. And they just did that.
But here's why they'd be playing themselves if that was their answer, which I understand why that would be the answer, because very few teams in any sport could actually say that. I get that. It's not a bad out. But I would then say and submit, well, don't you think it's a little alarming that every year you're basically trying to cover up the same mistakes? So en route to the 90-plus wins and the viability and the 40,000 a night and the money stream and the revenue stuff and the brand globalization, the global brand, which nobody's denying, that is all applicable, that is all true. But if you're so smart, why don't you fix the same problem we've been looking at for 15 years?
Yeah, probably because they don't think that it's a problem as much as we do. And therein lies the issue. All right.